Hey, Big and Lazy, give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services, the licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit, they can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add on something to your house, or you're in a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.
Another Confirmed Multimedia production.
Confirmed. Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
No way. Yeah, I never do. They talking about, you should do the dirt. I'm cool. If it ain't no school shit, I got a little Catholic league over Indiana. This is a good game.
Dirt bowl shit be cool, though.
It is. I fuck with the dirt bowl. I was an advocate.
But where you pack niggas at is how it's going to be an issue somewhere. Whether it be just verbal and everybody don't see it.
Uh-huh.
Or whether it be big and everybody around this motherfucker know it. It be 10,000 people in the park. Niggas get to shoot. Something going to happen.
Yeah.
Because niggas gonna see niggas they don't see on the daily that they, feel me, don't fuck with. It be niggas from all parts of the city coming to the dirt bowl. Not to mention all the in-hood beef down west.
Right. Real talk. Yeah, it was a little church league I seen on Indiana. Indeed, it was, you know, $25 a game. I said, fuck it, I ain't doing nothing else. Let me get a little.
How long the games usually be?
This was the thing. It was running clock. I'm like, it sounds too good. So the game was like 45 minutes, you know.
Yeah, that's a good hour right there. Look at shit.
But my thing is, though, the dude that started the fight, he was a point guard. One of the smallest dudes on the team.
That was in Indiana?
No, it was over in Louisville. Off Browns Lane. It was like a little church league. But the dude that started he started the fight with the other centers, the team center, bro. Like, and the nigga had a twin. So not only are you a fucking idiot, bro, like, you just... That was a lose-lose for you. They packed, and his team did not help him out, bro. They packed that nigga out, like, then his little girl, he was, sir, it was white. Then he had a nice-looking white woman. So she runs, y'all fucked up. She runs to the court, stop. Smack. They smacked her to the fucking, they smacked her to the ground. I'm like, oh, God. So about time, man, you know, this thing spilled all the way out to the parking lot. So I'm looking for the dude to get my money. I'm out of here, like. I just seen this movie before.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no security.
Plus, before this nigga try to get up out of here with my money, I ain't trying to find you. I need my shit now.
Real talk. My shit right now.
Fuck all that. Nigga, where you at? Fuck that. Pay attention to me right now. I would have been.
Real talk.
I need my bread.
Yeah, I'm chasing this nigga around. I'm like, fuck it. Then I was like, fuck it. They talking about getting guns and shit. So I'm like, man, I'm done with this. You know, fuck this 25.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is crazy. Man, it is, bro. That's why there's a shortage of referees, bro. Like, it ain't.
Damn.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. I'm back. I'm back with another special guest, Westin Goldie, man. Welcome to the
set, man.
Welcome. Thanks for stopping by. No lie, man. So many people big this man up, like, speak so highly. It's crazy, man. That's what's up, man. That just goes to a testament of your character, man. And that's amazing, man. Like, I never. Man, we weren't recording. Oh, okay. Oh, my fault. See, look like you just cut. How you been, man?
Well, I've been all right.
That's what's up. Welcome back to the set, man. We getting better and better every time, man. So how you been? Like,
been all right, man. Taking care of these kids.
Uh-huh.
Doing what I need to do.
Uh-huh. Y'all back, you're ready for school, man?
Yeah, my kids are already in school.
Oh, okay.
I started like last week.
Oh, okay. It's in the animal. Okay, yeah. I got you. So how's the, I see you started a new gig, man. Like, that's dope. Like, the gunsmith, like, how's that?
Well, it's a, how can I explain it? It's a big company that, they supply gun stores with guns.
Uh-huh.
They don't sell to the general public. It's like a big-ass warehouse. This motherfucker probably the size of, like, Target or some shit like that. Uh-huh. But it's all guns in that motherfucker. You got people on the floor to do the shipping, and you got, like, a customized shop, which is a different name than the company, but it's probably the same thing. Probably just for some FFL license reasons to get the license to customize guns and shit. All I do is when the guns... They on pallets. It might be a fucking 400 SIG P320s on this motherfucking pallet. I got to take the gun, take the magazine out, take it all the way apart. I'm talking about if it's a screw in there, it got to come out of there, top and bottom. I take them next door, they'll sandblast them, paint them, do all this shit to them, then I put the motherfuckers back to go.
Oh, okay. Good shit, man.
Come January, though, they got to give me another job. I'm in this I go to SDI to be a gunsmith. I graduate my little shit in January. Like, last time I was here, I was in school to be a motherfucking paralegal. I done been to college about four times.
Really?
All fast, but they, yeah. The lingual as hell, too.
So, did you graduate being a paralegal? Did you?
No. But I did time a long time ago, and I got out. Like, my memory figured out how to get my gun license back. Like, I know how important this is.
Yeah.
Went to be a paralegal for a minute. I got my first job when I had my son. I probably was like 26. So I'm like, shit, I'm going to work this motherfucker and go to school. It keep me out the streets. Man, I was falling asleep driving. I'm like, shit, one of these motherfuckers got to go. It was school.
Yeah.
Stopped going to school. Then I went to U of L. I graduated that little program for youth development, social justice youth development. Then I went back to be a paralegal. No. Then I went to Los Angeles School of Film for 2 years. Left that motherfucker, went back to be a paralegal. I was on the air for about a semester. Left that motherfucker down to Swiss College and went to SDI. Because I see that's where the cheese is, man.
Really?
Hell, motherfucker. Yeah. Hell, yeah.
And what part are they, like, you said custom? Like, what part?
Man, you can fix them, customize them, paint them motherfuckers, change triggers. There's so much shit you can do to a gun, bro. Uh-huh. You got to base it off what you want to make for your hour out of your day towards some work. Tore right. Some shit that ain't recreational, or tore some shit that ain't working out to get your health together. I'm talking about some shit that you have to work, that you can get frustrated doing. You just got to see how much money you want per hour. You might make anywhere from fucking, you might make $50 an hour being a gunsmith. You might want a trigger put on. I can do this motherfucking 3 minutes. It's going to cost you $50. It's okay. A lick. It's just,
yeah,
the paralegal shit's cool. But I mean, you might come out of school making $17, $18 an hour. Like, who the fuck want to do that? And I owe these people for going to college. Man, hell no. I'm cool. You know, the paralegal do all the work for the lawyer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The paralegal, that's like the grunt work for the lawyer, right?
Man, they do every motherfucking thing. You get the facts to the case. You look them up. You find similar cases. You see how they got this short amount of time off this same type of stipulations or same type of a run of events,
yeah,
that's similar to your case, and you just match them up. Like, here, if this nigga beat this because of this technicality, I see the same thing in this case. You make this thing called an IRAC or IRAC brief, however you pronounce that shit. You give it to the lawyer. They read this motherfucker, then go in the courtroom. You done stated all the laws, everything else in that motherfucking brief. It's just a slick talking motherfucker. They paralegals be the ones motherfuckers better lock in with.
So would you say lawyers is more of like who you know? Like, I heard that too. Like, it's like, sometimes the lawyers might owe a prosecutor a favor.
It depends if it's a state of Fed.
Uh-huh.
If it's Fed, that's like strictly by the book.
Right.
You know, Fed, you can't even, like, in a state, you might have a fucking, you might have a C felony. That might be 4 to 10 years or some shit like that. In the state, you can get anywhere within there without telling, just, you feel me, just taking the plea. In the Feds, they got a minimum. If it's a minimum of this motherfucker's 10 for, 6 grams of fentanyl, guess what? You ready to get 10. I don't give a fuck about your character. Right. If you ain't tell on a motherfucker or help the state the feds with another case, you don't get sentenced outside the guidelines. So sometimes it's better for you to have a state case. Sometimes it's better for you to have a fed case.
So what's the, like, what would be like the kicker that takes it fed? Like, is it crossing state lines?
Yeah, interstate commerce is one thing.
Uh-huh.
The amount of money involved and just the type of crime it is. Like, if you fuck with a bank that's backed up by the federal government, you know how they insure up to like $250,000. Man, you touch that motherfucking bank, you fucking with the federal government. It's a Fed case. You rob a liquor store, nigga, it might be a state case. You got a simple robbery. You feel me? It's just about what crime you doing and how you doing it. If I travel from fucking Kentucky to Tennessee to buy drugs, travel back up and sell them in Indiana, and they know my route and I get caught, that's damn near automatically, it's grounds for feds to pick it up.
Right.
Because you got that, interstate commerce shit. Yeah, like that shit ain't no joke. And the thing that fucks motherfuckers up with these Fed cases, if you got any state conviction, that will make your point system go up.
So the state point?
It's a point system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you go in Fed, your background, how many times you'd have been to prison, once you'd have been to prison for. So if you had been to prison 3 times for a drug trafficking charge, that might take your minimum from 10 to 25 would be your minimum. Because they got a point system. It's a chart and everything. You can look it up. It's broken down into points. So a nigga with no case, he might get 10 years if he got the 10 on same circumstances. You might have two prior convictions for drugs. Here, nigga, your minimum's 25.
That's wild.
Y'all on the same case, y'all on this shit together. Yeah, you get 25, we're going to give him 10.
So it ain't always somebody snitching. It's like, because everybody assumes like if you're getting different sentences or different this and that, oh, he's snitching. But it could be he's on a different point system.
Yeah, but you will know based off a motherfucker's plea.
Really?
Hell yeah, it's different pleas in the Fed. You can go to trial and lose some shit and not say a word, nigga, and just get the time like that. Or you can take they might have a motherfucking 10-year plea for you on your minimum, or you might have signed this paper saying, knowingly bought drugs from such and such, knowing he had a criminal organization and he sold drugs to this person, and I seen this person make a drug transaction, you get a 501K. No, 5K1 or 5-1. Last time I mixed it up, it's like a 5K1, I think is what it is.
Yeah.
You help the state with some shit. That's the only way you're going to get any time cutting the feds. They don't give a fuck about your character. You don't never need to bring a character witness on sentencing in the feds because, nigga, you're going to get the minimum. Or you gonna get, you feel me, some higher shit. Hey, it's different, bro.
So, speaking of Fed cases, do you think, Diddy, you think he's coming home anytime soon?
I think D's ready to get 10, man.
10 years?
Yeah, he's found guilty of two charges. Those charges carry 5 Fed each. I ain't saying it's a guarantee he gonna get 5 to 10. Uh-huh. And I don't know and Diddy's a fucking first-time offender. You can get a time cut in the feds now for being a first-time offender. Like, they got a bunch of time cuts you can get, mm-hmm. programs and shit you can take. That's usually how the state runs. You go up here, get your GED, get this, get that. You get some time cut off of this, time cut off of that.
I asked my buddy, it's a little off, so I asked my buddy, I said, why don't you never go get your GED? He said, his pops told me, he said, if you go get locked up, if you get your GED, you get your time cut, so... He was saving to get his GED.
This nigga ain't planning on getting no legal money. He just wanted to go to prison. Let me get this out of the way.
He said, man, my pops always told me, see, if you get locked up and you get your GED, man, that's a good dude, man. That was crazy.
Nigga, pops must have been one of them real deal jailbird niggas.
Yeah, man, real stand up. Yeah. He was one of them. I think he's locked up now to keep him 1,000. Speaking of snitching, could you do some legal business? Like, if you know a man told in the street, could you do some legal business? Like, a known rat, whatever, and he come to you with a legal business idea. Could you do business with him? You couldn't?
No, you're not supposed to mix. They say you're not supposed to mix street shit with business. Nigga, I'm not a corporation like Walmart. I don't get to, you feel me, pick and choose who my customers is. If you feel me, if I'm that big, because I ain't keeping up with all of them, that means I'm at the top of the chain. But if, nigga, that chicken got to hit my hand,
yeah,
my cash out, my whatever it is, oh, I gotta be around you, man. Hell no. No motherfucker. I don't give a fuck how square a nigga turn, how much I turn my life around. I'm not dealing with no cheese eaters, man. I've been told on before. Like, this shit don't. Jesus got told on,
good. He did. 30 grand.
The first rat we know in history told on who? In one of the most sold books in the world.
He did tell on.
That's man. Deep.
He did.
That's deep.
Sold that nigga.
The first rat. Even if, but we Judas. Have, yeah, Judas, whatever the fuck his name is, Judas, whatever it is. That's the first rat.
He did. That was the first documented rat told on, sold the savior for 30 grams of silver. I don't guess.
Didn't he hang himself or something?
I don't know, did he? I'm not really a biblical person, man. Not really gonna lie to you.
Read that book about 80 times. I don't know. Let me lying. God strike me down for talking about some shit. I don't know, but that's the first rat.
I got a small confession, but it's a context to it, but I've never been to church, bro. I've never been to a church service. I'm 35, but my granny grew up a Jehovah's Witness, and I went to their services every Sunday and Bible study Monday, but I've never been to, if you ever been to a Jehovah's Witness service, it's not what it is you see in church.
I've done Bible study with Jehovah's Witness.
Really?
I'm talking about every week for months. Adam, come to my, this is how it was. You know, they go knock on doors. One knocked on my door, his name is Larry. He got this little, that's when I stayed in Jeff. So Larry came to the door, talking about the Bible study shit, excuse my language. And I was like, okay, I got a question for you. If you can make it sound halfway decent, even though I don't believe a lot of the shit in this book, I do Bible study with you. I go through all, if you got 2-3 pamphlets we got to go through and it takes months, I guarantee I'll do it with you. Just answer this question. I said, okay, it's a verse in the Bible that says, treat your master, it's to the slaves, it's like treat your master how you would treat, how you would obey Jesus, basically. Obey them like you would obey Jesus. I was like, man, this is some of the craziest stuff I ever heard.
Yeah.
I said, I believe in God, but I'm not a, I don't consider myself a Christian. I was raised Baptist. Like, I believe in God. It's just, I don't believe everything in that book.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to tell me God told the slaves, obey the, your slave master like you obey me. He's like, man, back then, it basically was a different world. A lot of people got sold into slavery. A lot of people owed money and they got dumped into slavery. And some of them, you feel me? Well, he claimed, it was what his, it's how he put it together. Some motherfuckers just wanted to be there because they didn't have nowhere to stay. It wasn't right. Like the homeless. Here, you can't eat out the trash. Right. So basically, this is how they survived by working for these motherfuckers. I'm like, yeah, I ain't going to agree with that. But I like how you put that together. So we started doing Bible study. I'm just learning they shit.
Really?
I know that's Muslim homies. I talk to them about the Muslim stuff, the Israelite stuff. Like, I read all that stuff just to gain knowledge of it, but you're not going to tell me that it's a single person down here that knows 100% for sure what the, what's what. It's impossible, because just think of this. This is deep as it gets. What was Jesus' religion? He was an Israelite.
He was.
If you believe in Jesus like you say you do, and I'm not an Israelite, but this is crazy. Just listen. And Jesus listen up. Jesus was not a Christian. He was not considered as a Jew like the ones in Germany. I think that's a different time. This man was an Israelite, but you are apostolic, Pentecostal, Baptist, you this, you that. Like, it's all twisted. So it's all the same to me. It's a book of morals. It's all the same morals, bro.
I think it's more of a reference book.
Yeah. That's what it is, bro.
And I think it's all yin and yang. A lot of it, a lot of religion, you got Muhammad, whatever. It's good versus evil, bad. It's all at the end of the day, like yin and the yang. Like,
that's what it is. But you're not going to tell me you this, so you believe in Jesus and Jesus was an Israelite. What the fuck is the answer they're going to give you? Like, okay, you woo-de-woo, but Jesus was Israelite. Why are you that?
Right. And I asked,
but they're going to give you some crazy ass answers. Some of them can't answer.
A lot of them, like, you ask them heavy religious people, you ask them a common sense question, and they just go on and take it somewhere it needs to be, man.
Things I don't like to talk with people's politics and religion.
Me either, bro. I'm staying away from that shit. Like,
if on here, that's different. I don't give a fuck about it. But out there, you be ready to, they'll have you ready to punch on the motherfucker. Like, nigga, that's your opinion. This is mine. You can't get pissed off because I don't agree with your shit.
Yeah, so speaking of, how do you feel about, have you ever, like, especially with Facebook, that's the low income, that's the low income of the social networks, that's the public housing. Why do people take shit so personally, bro? Like, why does, like, I didn't kind of fell back off the trolling and the posting, but a motherfucker read the status and just take that shit to heart, like, I don't know, especially the women. Like, I made a,
man.
I had shit, you know what I mean?
What'd you say on there?
I said something about men, older men dating younger women, and oh my God.
Your hoes gonna get worms.
Like, I don't know, man. Oh man, you a grown woman pressure, and it's all this. Why are you taking it so personally, bro? I don't get, like, how bad is your life going where you read a status, a sentence or two, and just ruins your whole fucking day?
You gotta hurt motherfuckers to wake up every day and really think about life and just be like, I'm not the motherfucker I portray to be. Niggas ain't drooling over me. Niggas ain't, and I'm gonna get on the girls first, then I'm gonna get on the boys. I mean, the men. Niggas ain't drooling over me. Niggas ain't beating down my door to pay my bills. Niggas ain't taking me to Miami. Niggas ain't offering me BBLs. Niggas ain't offering to buy my kids shit. It's a lot of motherfuckers that say, this is what niggas supposed to do. Niggas blah, blah, blah. Bitch, you don't even got a nigga that does that for you. Where is he at? If he was around, you wouldn't be online talking all this shit. And the same niggas got, you feel me, shit we got to fix too. I don't say we. Niggas got shit they need to fix too.
What do you mean?
It's just this nigga being truthful with yourself.
Yeah.
Overall, you act like something you're not. You're trying to accomplish a financial goal doing some shit that ain't for you and that ain't working. You're going to do this shit the rest of your life and be broke. Ain't nothing wrong with you getting a gig or having not selling drugs. Like, it's all type of shit a nigga can do. I done seen niggas try to hustle their whole goddamn life and this shit never works. And they still trying. The nigga at Walmart to pass you up with his little assistant, $300-$400. This nigga's to make two a week. Like, niggas just, overall, niggas gotta be true to self. Girls gotta be true to self, man. It don't matter if motherfuckers talk about this 50-50, 100% shit, man. Don't nobody give a fuck about that.
Dude, that's some old internet shit. That's some old.
It's always a single motherfucker saying it.
In real time? Real, serious business. I broke it down. I'm not going 50-50, though, nigga. So you single now, and you paying all your shit by yourself. So if a man that you like comes in your life, you telling me, I can't afford the whole rent, but I can knock some. I can give you half the rent, maybe knock the LG&E out.
I'm not doing that.
Huh?
Man, fuck all that.
No, I'm not either, bro. I ain't never.
I'm not doing that. If I fuck with a motherfucker and they need and I got it, I'm going to give it to them, but I'm not no motherfucking trick. Motherfucker stank, you got to be a trick to get a bad bitch. That's a motherfucking lie.
It really is, bro.
That's a fucking lie, cuz. A motherfucker who girls give a fuck about intelligence, but real women's, your path that you beating, the one behind you, the what's going in your future now, what you working towards, are you actually working towards some shit, your achievement, shit like that, that's shit a woman's supposed to be attracted to. That's a real woman. Then you got motherfuckers that's attracted to your car. They're attracted to your jewelry. They're attracted to the motherfucking name you got in the streets. They're attracted to your money. These hoes suck and fuck and don't get a dollar. And they still be going off the niggas with the teeth. This nigga ain't even give you none.
Right.
Pick you up, feed you, drive the window, of course.
Yeah.
Little Zion, you smack you, send you on your way. But this same motherfucker will go back to her main nigga and give this nigga the blues.
Man.
You don't ever take me out nowhere. You don't ever do that. You just, come on, man. A lot of this relationship shit ain't going to work. It don't work. It's not going to work.
Some people are meant to be single.
Yeah, because the majority of people are going to die single.
I'm going to get you on that.
They're going to die single. If I die single, I'm cool with that. I don't have women issues. I might have some smart mouth women issues or some crazy women issues. I don't have no issues getting a motherfucker that I, you feel me, I want. I don't fuck it. I'm going to say this.
Same way.
I don't fuck if it's Beyonce. If I could talk to her for 30 minutes in private, I got her.
You know how many women have said to me, like, and it's like a regular conversation, you're so smart, and men don't talk like it, like, just a regular conversation. I done got shot down a couple of times, too. I done asked this one, like, where do you see yourself in fact? Ah, oh, you in podcast mode. You know, what the fuck? Like, sir, I'm like, what? I'm just asking, like, what's your goals? How you, you got to get out of podcast mode with me.
Because the nigga that treats them bad is the nigga to get away with everything.
Real talk, bro.
Girls usually got a nigga they going to put up with anything that this nigga produce. Bullshit, all type of shit. And this nigga can damn near fuck whenever he wants to because he's attracted to her. But this is not her nigga.
Right.
This probably ain't the nigga she asked for bills. This nigga get to fuck her and send her on her way. He got the most pull with the motherfucking bitch, but they'll give the good nigga a hard time. Because they want to take his some of his features and put them on him. Girls, it ain't never just a one nigga with them, with a lot of them. I'm going to say that. They want to take this nigga's attributes, put them together and build a nigga. It don't work like that.
And I would say, too, I'll say men is kind of more realistic because women are like, they want a 6-foot hood nigga that writes poetry,
electrician.
Right. They could jump, you know, electrician.
Mass murderer, a gardener.
Yeah.
Stepdaddy, nigga. You got to be heard. Like, man, that shit ain't going to happen, man.
Yeah, man.
It's about being true to yourself. The world will be a better place. Our community, fuck the world, will be a better place when everybody really be true to yourself. Know what you can do, know what you can't do. Get on the path you need to be on is for you, nigga. Nigga ain't made to be no motherfucking Superman, nigga.
It's not.
You feel me?
And I say this all the time, like, and people, you should have, that's 50-50, all that men versus women, that shit, I try to stay away from that shit, like.
It's always going to be, you can't.
It's kind of corny to me, like.
You can't debate with a woman about nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
The crazy thing is, you can't even agree to disagree. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
That's nature. I'm not saying they stubborn. I'm not saying we stubborn. Motherfuckers really need to learn to agree to disagree and shut. Most important of all, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Motherfucker talked. One of my friends is a female, told me that shit. I probably said this on the last podcast, man. You need to learn to shut the fuck up sometimes. I said, nigga, I don't need to learn to do nothing. Fuck all that. But as I thought about it, as time went by, I'm like, damn. Some situations, I would have just shut up and went with my move. Shit would have went a lot smoother. I'm like, that was probably the realest shit a motherfucker told me. Learn to shut the fuck up.
Hey, everybody, like, sometimes, you know, just because you got I think with this, the internet and everybody got a Twitter and a Facebook, you ain't got to give your opinion on every fucking thing.
Man, that's what kills motherfuckers for all type of opportunities.
Real, I'm learning that stuff myself.
It's a lot of, you don't see me speak on too much of none of this shit to be, not, especially shit in the city. I don't got time to be speaking on this motherfuckers mishaps or motherfucker got stomped out or whatever the fuck it is. It's not my fucking business. And I know for sure, it's a big ass chance this is going to go past the internet.
It is.
When shit gets serious, people get hurt, niggas tell, niggas go to jail, people die. Yeah. I come outside every day ready to rock out with a smile because I'm not scared to death at all. But you got to be smarter in order to be around longer. You being a brutish motherfucker ain't going to get you too far in life. It's going to get your motherfucking ass shot. I don't give a fuck if you the biggest killer in Louisville. You got a date, nigga.
Real talk.
Be a young nigga, a dweeb, a mama, anybody pop your motherfucking ass, anything like nigga.
So would you say, speaking of guns, to switch subjects a little bit, since the passing of the no concealed carry, no license to concealed carry, do you think it has been an uptick in violence, an uptick in...
Because I don't feel like none of this shit is going up. It don't seem like it to me.
Yeah.
If anything, that's going to keep motherfuckers at... Nah, I'm going to say this. I'm damn near willing to bet that if you look it up, the violence probably went down. Just think of a store full of people. You in the hood. This is a hood where some niggas might be outside, about to come in, like, okay, we're going to find us a Vic in here today. Mm-hmm. You come in here, you see his old nigga. He got a bulge under his shirt. Oh, yeah, we're going to leave him alone. Well, my girl, you see his other young niggas, and they got a blick under his shirt. Yeah, we're going to leave him alone.
Right.
Like, niggas don't... A lot of motherfuckers talk that shit. They don't want confrontation for real.
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to rob a motherfucker, I want this shit to be as easy as possible. Or if I'm trying to get off on a nigga, I want this to be easy as possible. Because there's a chance I can get shot, too. So with a motherfucker knowing niggas got that motherfucking blick or can visually see a bulge or just knowing everybody got one, it's going to keep niggas at bay. A nigga going to think before he act.
Okay, and on the flip side of that, do you think when people get that gun, like, it swells them up? Like, do you think, have you ever seen that, like...
Yeah.
Like, you got tough. Like, y'all don't know. Serious, like, you looking for some shit. You know what I mean?
I seen this thing that said it was some army vet dude talking. I mean, watching this little training type shit. He said, motherfuckers respect fire because they've been burnt before. You respect a sharp-ass knife because you'd have been cut before. Motherfuckers don't respect guns like they should because they ain't been shot before. That's pain they ain't never felt. It don't matter. If we even about to fight and you got a knife and I got a knife, I'm going to back up a little bit like, okay, hold on, nigga. We're going to see if I'm going to do this or not.
Right.
You feel me? If a motherfucker know a motherfucker got a gun and you know what that pain's like, you're not ready to get into that like that, bro. So it might change a motherfucker's mind, bro. Just don't respect people and guns. It's a tool. It's just... Whoever's hand is in, that's the idiot. Or that's the smart person. It's be either or.
So what did you say is the proper age? Like, my niece is, she's 12, but I don't think she's ready yet. What's the proper age to, like, teach gun safety and, like, take them to the range? What would you say?
Maturity level.
Maturity level?
Yeah, it can be age, maturity level. It might be a motherfucking 9-year-old country Caucasian boy in the woods with his daddy them. Been around guns all his life. He might be ready. Might be a nigga in the hood the same age he ain't ready.
You right
he
about
might
that.
Might be ready about 14, 15. It's about mature.
I done been to a range a couple of times. You know, I ain't no every day, every week. But I done been, you know, quite a time. I done been, you know, hood niggas. I done took a lady friend or two. But the best person I ever took with the best shot was my lady friend. He was her son at the time. He was 13, 14. And that he had good grouping, good. Man,
you seen my son shoot?
No, I ain't seen him. Is he nice?
Man, hell motherfucker, yes. Uh-huh. He's scary nice, nigga. I'm talking AK-47, 10mm, 45 ACP. This nigga got a decent grouping and probably about 15 feet. He could smack a motherfucker in the face with that motherfucker. So this nigga's good.
Was it like his, because the guy I took, it was his first time in the range. I'm like, damn, like, with the proper training, you could be... So was he like a natural with it, or did it take some time getting, you know?
I'm his daddy. You know, I'm on my kids teaching them whatever they want to learn that I do.
Uh-huh.
If my kids wanted to learn how to film, they would know how to film by now. This nigga was just, they in the guns like I'm in the guns.
That's what's up, man.
So I get him the airsoft, get him some little targets, put him on my back. I show him how to hold the gun.
Uh-huh.
Teach him how to fucking unload it if it's jammed. I got little fake rounds I put in there, and I let him do that shit. Once I felt like he was mature enough and he's good with them guns and not having his motherfucking finger on the trigger all the time, I took his ass to the range, and this nigga, first time in that motherfucker, because performing like he was me. Mm-hmm. His groupings was better than mine. It's not like I was trying, but I'm sending it to a sir. I'm not looking like I'm going to hit this eye every time. No, I'm like, I'm going to just hit the face anywhere on there. No, this nigga's grouping was probably within the same 4 to 3 inches.
Oh, that's nice.
It wasn't like it was a super long distance, yeah. But still, to be a kid shooting this nigga's about one... fucking 20-140 shooting an AK-47. He's shooting a 10mm. He's 15 now.
Oh, okay. Nice. But and I always say, like, if some shit's gonna go down, it's gonna go down within, you know, 10-15 feet anyway. I'm not...
FBI proved that. It's less than that.
Really?
I think it's like 3 to 10 or something. Yeah, like 3 to 8 or something.
I'm not trying to go to war. I'm trying to back some niggas up. Get home safety, man. I ain't trying to be James Bond.
I was in the war. I ain't trying to be the nigga laying in the grass shooting 10,000 miles away with a nigga with binoculars beside him. Hell no.
Hey, big and lazy. Give me a moment of your time to talk about IECA Services, the licensed electric company operating in Kentucky. They can pull permit. They can do everything from adding outlets to your TV, installing new light fixtures, to wiring an investment property, or even building something new from scratch. So whether you're in your living room and you want to add on something to your house, or you're in a real estate investor and you want to find an electrician to rewire an investment property, hit up IECA Services right now. Link is in the bio.
I seen you went to the gun range with Grip the Wave.
Oh, yeah.
How was that experience?
I fuck with Cuz. Me and Cuz got some shit we putting together, like content-wise, and he's teaching me some shit about that, the private security shit.
Oh, okay. So how did y'all link?
After the show, he just hollered at me. He's like, shit.
So that was a big and lazy kind of collab?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's dope, because I did big you up, and he didn't really know you at the time. But
I talked to Cuz probably like once a week. We supposed to be going shooting again soon. We're going that motherfucker. He got this little shit he been teaching me how to do, where you go in, you do like 20 push-ups, you get up, he'll ask you, shoot already. Shoot here, shoot there. It might be a color, it might be a letter, it might be a number. You got to hurry up and send two shots there. But you doing those push-ups to get your adrenaline running, because your hands ain't going to be steady. It's just teaching you how to handle the gun in a tense situation. You got to think, you go to the gun range, you relax, you sit there, you shoot when you want. Your body ain't, you ain't walked up no 10 flights of stairs like you on a train. Top, because anything could have went on.
Because when that shit pop off, you ain't going to be calm and collected.
Man, all that gun range shit's down the drain.
Really?
If a nigga starts shooting, you can't 100% be for sure, unless you've been in that situation before, that you're going to grab your gun. Uh-huh. Some niggas run. Some duck. Some freeze. Some fall to the ground. Some scream. I done seen it all.
Yeah.
Niggas do all type of shit you don't know until you're in that situation. That's why you keep training.
Uh-huh.
This shit is to be second nature to a nigga. That gun shit's important, bro. Like, extra, extra important. This is a dangerous-ass world. I don't want my sons to have to do nothing to nobody, but if it was one of them end-of-the-world type situations, and I know this cuz can handle this motherfucker.
Right.
I can coach this nigga like Coach K. He's dunking on anything we need, you feel me? Anything. Looters, whatever the fuck go on. Which will probably never happen, but it's better being safe than sorry. Plus, I don't want nobody's goofy, dusty-ass kids teaching my son no shit about no guns anyway. If
right.
Motherfucker gonna teach him, it's gonna be me, and it's gonna be the proper way. I don't gotta worry about them niggas touching my shit or in my room looking for nothing. Like, I got my own spot. They stay with their mom, but I don't never had to worry about them grabbing my shit, because I'm showing them the shit. And when I get it, here, you want to see this?
Right.
As soon as I get the motherfucker, it's unloaded here. They look at it like, oh, this is nice. Play with it a little bit, give it back. They don't give a fuck about it. Versus them never seeing that motherfucker, like, oh, I wonder where it's at.
Right.
I wonder if it's heavy. I wonder if it's this. I wonder if it's that. Because all they got to say is, Dad, I want to go shoot that gun. Oh, come on, let's go.
So what gun range is this? So you do the push-up? Would you
have any gun range? Nah, we was at we went to one in Louisville. You can do it really any gun range. We wasn't running no course or nothing. It was just her. Nigga, drop down, get 20 push-ups, hurry up and get up. Then you take your instruction.
Oh, okay. That'd be amazing right there. So are you looking to get into the private security? Are you looking to?
I would, but I'm not trying to be security for no motherfucking rappers.
You're not?
Man, hell no. It's because it's different when you are actually from, like, you from, like, the streets.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, I'm going to run around and be security for a nigga that might fuck around and be into it with some of my friends. How is that situation going to go?
I think rapping, like, especially that drill shit, you put an unfair target on your, I can say unfair, you put a target on your back, like, because that energy you breathe out, you know what I mean? Because, yeah. And I say this, I'm going to give you a little, did you ever watch a wrestler?
Yeah, hell yeah.
So I said RP to Hulk Hogan, and niggas, you a fucking coon, he's a racist, you a sellout. But them same niggas will say RIP to a rapper that promoted death and destruction. You were just saying RIP Fulio. He's pissing on niggas' grave. RIP Dolph is in your bio. He 100 shots. He's, you know what I mean? Like, is it a difference in that?
For each his own, bro.
Yeah.
That shit ain't set in stone, ain't no rule book. I feel like everybody's entitled to feel how they feel. That's like some niggas get mad because some niggas support Trump or shit. You feel me? But you know, racism is a touchy-ass subject.
It is.
That's different. Niggas won't give a fuck about a racist motherfucker or how they die. You just feel some type of enjoyment when they dead. So they probably was looking at it like that. It's like Dog the Bounty Hunter and said some racist shit. I'm pretty sure it's niggas still watching this show.
He hit it?
So it had to be. I think it was something about his daughter or some shit. He said some racist shit, though.
My
niggas still eat Papa John's.
Yeah, they do. I'm one of them niggas. The pepperoni, Lord's pepperoni. And
niggas still eat Papa John's. Niggas don't really give a fuck about that shit. But niggas can't come together for nothing.
McCain.
But remember, they know that they do that blackout shit where niggas don't shop here. Man, niggas are still getting something today. They ain't stopping the whole goddamn. You spending some money with the Arabs. You spending some money with Thornton's, McDonald's. You spending some money with some fucking body.
Yeah.
Niggas don't know. A nigga need to get a gas station.
Yeah.
Niggas need to have a big, clean, fruitful, with good product grocery store.
Right.
Niggas need to have some Walmart type shit.
Right.
Stop just telling niggas, don't spend your money. Give them the places to spend the money. Niggas, and I'm not talking about the restaurants where you got to spend $30, $40 to eat, $50 to eat. No, some shit that aligns with their everyday life, with their everyday spending habits, man. You can go to McDonald's and spend $5 to get something to eat. Show them where to go that's black owned to get something $5 worth.
Right. We need more than, like you say, we got to keep it black owned in hell.
Yeah, man. Give
we need more than fried chicken dinners.
Yeah, nigga. We need a gas station in the grocery store for sure.
Real talk.
A real deal grocery store. Not no shit with no bare shelves. Like the corporation type shit.
Was that black owned down on Cane Run in Yonkwin? It was right there where the family, was that black owned? It was a grocery store down there. Was that black owned?
I don't remember that one.
It was, what was it called? Save a Step?
If it's Save a Step. I don't.
Not Save a Step. It was right there where, but the Family Dollar is, over there where.
I know where the Family Dollar is.
Uh-huh.
You talking about the Big A Center?
Yeah, it's down, don't, yeah.
Back, I don't know if it's the Big A Center no more.
But, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I remember seeing some shit on the news about some shit a while ago, but I don't know.
I used to be like strictly black on. Was he down there? He probably shook. But hell, I told him he made the clock, but it's all good.
I can't be strictly black on.
I can't either. I go where I get I'm treated the best. Where I'm treated, when my money's, I spend my dollar where I'm treated.
I fuck with Spanish people, bro. It'll never be a day that I'm just 100%. Black over everything. Like, these is my peoples. I done been with these motherfuckers for years. Broke, paid, full, holidays. Like, these is my motherfucking peoples. I ain't never seen no racist or flawed shit in these motherfuckers. So for me to, a lot of the times, when you got friends like that and it's a big-ass race thing going on, niggas wouldn't say a word. You will see motherfuckers make posts about Spanish people or make a Spanish joke because won't say shit. I fucks with my Spanish people. That ice shit, I don't agree with that shit.
Uh-huh.
I don't give a fuck about nobody stealing jobs. These are my motherfucking homies. I done went to school with these motherfuckers. I done time with these motherfuckers. I done starved with them. I done ate with them. He's not, feel me? People don't even know these type of races, like, personally, to even have an opinion about them.
Uh-huh.
This thing of the average nigga from the hood, he ain't really never been around no Mexicans. You just know the ones that speak Spanish. You don't know the ones that's a Mexican-Americans, you feel me?
They look like a black person. Yeah. They look like a, you know what I mean?
That's like one of your Spanish friends allowing somebody to say nigger. Like, mm-hmm. In a racist form, nigga, they don't check a motherfucker. Like, hold the fuck up. Like, they them type of people, bro. I don't.
So it's a different.
I can't be 100% black now because I'm going to fuck with them. I'm going to go get me some motherfucking steak tacos. I'm going to go buy shit like that.
Uh-huh.
On my blackout, I am.
Right.
Like, I'm not with the. Nah, yeah, fuck that.
I'm at the point, I think self-hate and the way we treat each other trumps racism and, like, police brutality. Because I was talking to some niggas in the room. It was in a room like this. It was about, I don't mean to say niggas, black people. And it was about 10 people. I said, it's 10 people in this room, and I bet a good 7, 8 of y'all got guns. Then none of y'all put this gun on y'all hip on some old, I got to carry this because police be on bullshit.
Man, I'm
out. I got
to
carry
I'm
this.
I'm about to smoke a nigga.
Man.
I know this for sure.
Right.
If I'm going to have to smoke somebody, the highest odds on racist is gonna be with African American. It won't be with blacks. I don't even like being called an African American.
Right.
It's gonna be with blacks, but that's the environment I'm in. But I think racism has to be addressed first because that was the first issue.
Yeah.
That's like when they was doing a Black Lives Matter shit. Motherfucker was like, all lives matter. It's the same type of rundown. No, we need to address this first. We didn't say that shit didn't matter, but this has to be addressed. Like, it's certain shit that need to be addressed first. There's too many motherfucking things on the table to be addressed. We got to focus on one thing first.
Yeah.
You feel me? Niggas is going to always feud.
So what would you say the bigger problem is? The bigger, would you say self-hate or the hate towards
me? It's racism.
Think so?
Hell yeah.
Because
who the fuck taught us to hate us? The motherfuckers that originally hated us.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
But this is how I see it.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Because that's a different conversation, but definitely.
Because niggas be having a valid reason to hate each other. I'm not gonna sit up here on the almighty like we got, man. Niggas be having a valid reason to hate each other. A lot of the times I feel like when niggas get killed, motherfuckers can throw stones for this, but some motherfuckers deserve to get spanked. I'm sorry. Some people do.
I agree with that.
It's not a lot of innocent people getting fucked up. I ain't gonna say a lot. It's not the majority of people that get caught up in shit ain't innocent. But it's a nice percentage that is, though. RIP to everybody that, mm-hmm. you feel me? But
God bless the dead.
It's just a lot of shit that go on that people sweep under the rug, man. Everybody ain't saints. Everybody ain't like how they people say at these funerals.
Right, real talk.
You know, they say a motherfucker was the biggest saint, man. This nigga was broke. He didn't take care of his kids for real. He owed this nigga. He done this. He done robbed this nigga. But y'all were talking like this is the choir boy when he passed away, which you should. Remember, you feel me? Your people's how you want to. But, man, motherfuckers know. The people I fuck with, they know. If you see a nigga that I don't fuck with at my funeral, get on his head in the funeral. Any girl that I mess with, don't let them argue. Keep it real with him. He talked to you. You was his favorite at one point in time. Goldie didn't like this. Goldie like it. Don't sit up here and talk about me like I'm Jesus or somebody, man. Keep it real. Got to be true to self. You can't be true with yourself. You can't be true to nobody.
Real talk.
Motherfucking all these shallow ass people in this motherfucking world. Like, it's Jesus just...
He got caught up in the... I just heard a video. The police mayor, police officer, the chief of police said, "Is always my baby got caught up in the wrong crowd." No, your baby is the wrong crowd.
See, they ain't supposed to be saying it. He never. Fuck all. I don't give a fuck if the motherfucker was a menace. Motherfucker, you don't say that, nigga. We paying you to keep the community safe. We don't give a fuck about that portion of your opinion. You speak politically and job-wise, but your opinion is never should be your personal opinion.
Right.
We didn't hire you for your fucking personality, right. Nigga, bitch, whichever one it is.
Yeah.
You have to work within the motherfucking guidelines of your fucking job description, morally, all of that shit. You feel me? Like, right. Yeah, that shit they did here recently was crazy. Fuck, are you speaking on this down on this lady like it? Man, what the fuck is your problem?
What is that?
It's somebody passed away here in the chief of police, okay. Or somebody said some crooked shit about her. Like, man, that's not your fucking job to say no shit. That's disrespectful as fuck.
Her lifestyle.
You don't even,
right.
And you don't even know if that is true. If you sitting here talking about this woman like she's a bad woman, you don't fucking know her. Right. If I was her peoples, I'd be towed out like, nigga, you ain't no different than me. You a human too, cuz. You having the badge and the gun don't make you the biggest motherfucker on earth, bro. Everybody got a day to go. Mine's might be today by you. I ain't gonna sit here and say yours might be by me. We know what type of trouble that can bring, but right. Type of steel, bro. You have to respect the motherfucker, bro.
I don't think he's gonna last long. How long has he been?
They never last. Let Sir Friendly C be the chief of police. Give him a chance.
Sir
y'all
Friendly
bringing
C.
out, yeah. He been working there forever. He's from the hood. Stay been staying in the hood since I was a kid.
His motherfucker,
his brother's one of my goddads.
Yeah, he's still in the hood?
I don't say in the hood. He got a nice crib. I'm saying he's from that.
Okay, I got you.
I would trust that nigga before I would trust somebody else. He was a good person from Atlanta. They rung the crying white. Well, why ain't they still there? They coming here trying to fix shit. They never last. But
where's he from? The Denver or something,
who?
The new chief of police.
I have no idea. That's one part of politics I don't keep up with.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to last. He just said too much off the wall shit like.
This nigga acting like one of them backcountry sheriffs, nigga.
Yeah.
What the fuck's your problem, boy?
So, to switch subjects a little bit, how do you feel about the cell phone ban in school? Because I think...
My kids need the cell phone.
I'm with the cell phone ban in the classroom, but maybe hall, lunch, before school, after school, but I don't think they need cell phones.
Kids need to be able to contact me without asking another motherfucker if they can contact me.
Right.
Well, fuck, what's going on? If this nigga's emotionally fucked up... He need to call his dad. He need to call his fucking dad. He don't need to ask you if he can go to office and use the phone. Anything can happen in a motherfucking school. Get my kids, they got them cell phone back.
So is this banned in Indiana?
I don't know.
Okay. I know it's in Kentucky. It's a state
ban. Either way, I would prefer for my kids to be able to call me right now when some serious shit went on.
Mm-hmm.
You never know if a teacher's attacking a student, which probably ain't going to happen if a motherfucker's threatening motherfuckers at a school, anything. I need to know this shit. I'd rather for my child to explain it to me than the fucking front office. Tell me right now so I can make my way up this motherfucker.
Right.
I don't trust motherfuckers with my kids. I don't trust the schools with my kids.
Uh-huh.
Both of my kids play sports. I'm going to say this, and some of the coaches might see it. If I don't know you, I don't trust you with my kids. Anybody can get it about my kids.
Right.
Right now. Uh-huh. In front of the judge, in front of Jesus, in front of your mama, in front of my mammy, in front of everybody. My kids need to be able to contact me right now because as a black man on your priority list, that's the first motherfucking priority. It's not your mom. It's not your girl. It's not your wife. No, it's your motherfucking kids. That's what I believe in.
Uh-huh.
It's your job to protect them as the father. My kids can't contact me right now, man. I don't like that shit. Now, they should get penalized for having that motherfucker out in class.
Right.
Or they should just come up with her.
I think they should have them little, you know them bags that got the comedy shows? The little, you stick your bag in a cell phone?
Yeah, 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 before you can't film.
Yeah, I think that's...
You know. Or they should just develop some type of motherfucking... you know, they got, back in the day, they used to have these motherfucking cell phones. They only had like two or three buttons on her. You can call your mom, you can call your dad.
Yeah.
Like, they have to give them one. You feel me? Give them that. Ain't no internet on that motherfucker. Develop something, don't... Yeah, fuck that, man.
They was coming out, I don't know if it came to fruition, but a concert, when some having like some type of infrared light that fucks with the cameras, like, so...
They can fuck up a... you point a motherfucking infrared beam in that camera, it'll fuck up a the sensor.
Oh, okay.
It can fuck up a pixel, basically. Because
I only did that one time. I went to the Chris Tucker concert over at the casino, and they gave us like little pocketbooks, and you put your phone in shit.
And they don't want you to film that shit.
Yeah.
Because they filming it.
That was a good show right there. So you just dropped a new song, didn't you?
Yeah.
What's it called?
It was the Anything, I think is what it was called. It was me and my homie, Lucci from Newburgh. That motherfucker's nice, though. I like fucking with the music on like some hobby shit. Not no, I'm about to get signed shit, or not no, I gotta do this shit. I just like fucking with the music. I done said before, it's like, me doing music is like a bitch's baby daddy hooping at the park. It's a hobby. So think about it. This nigga know you're not going to the league.
This nigga still 35 dropping hoop tapes.
Yeah. And it's something nigga like doing. Nigga.
Yeah.
Niggas, everybody gotta have a hobby. Some motherfuckers don't. This is what's wrong with that motherfucking ass.
Too bored, bro.
Too much fucking free time, man. You need to do some construction shit that you like to do. Motherfucking stick houses or something. Find you something to do, man.
Build the number one podcast in the state of Connecticut. You can do that. Man, I'm gonna touch on, I mean to don't sound negative, but I got it. This has been heavy on my heart. I promote positivity, man. And y'all, like, when it comes to racism, it's kind of hard for me to believe in that shit when people try to hurt me, people threaten to kill me.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Damn.
All on the back of this shit, threatening to kill me. People's cutting to my job, trying to fight me. People's, serious, bro, people sneak dissing me off. Like, and I ain't did nothing wrong to nobody, bro. But in the same breath, other races, they asking me to be judges on food. They invite me to this. They giving me awards. It was like a foodie meetup. Shout out to the heavy. I still ain't brought that damn thing up.
Probably because it's nigga politics or something.
It is, bro. It's just crazy, bro.
The internet gives motherfuckers a voice that shouldn't have a voice.
Real talk. A lot of niggas sat alone at lunch table. They said, like, no, I mean, it didn't. They weren't allowed to speak up in class.
When I was young, nigga, you had to be somebody to run with somebody.
You did.
For a motherfucker to even really thank you for somebody, unless you was just a good liar in a motherfucker's face. I give motherfuckers a voice they shouldn't have, man. Don't nobody give a fuck. A lot of these motherfuckers' opinions, they shouldn't even be stating on the internet.
They shouldn't, bro. And I have learned that recently. Like, I'm like, damn, everything, like, sometimes
you a podcaster,
like,
bro, it's different.
Yeah.
You into black.
Trending event, yeah.
And the motherfucking house politics and shit, like how I like to call it. It's shit that go on in our social circles, motherfuckers is talking about. It's the same shit you talking about. You can have an opinion on Trump. A motherfucker that work at the school system should never be talking about who they voted for and what they don't like and what they dislike. No.
They shouldn't.
When you got certain jobs or you in a certain life, there's certain shit you shouldn't be fucking talking about.
Yeah. You're right about that. And I wanted to have, you ever go to like the WLKY, I don't mean to single them out, or any news station, it have like a racially motivated topic and you see the people in the fucking comments cut. I wonder how many of those are doctors, how many of those are lawyers. Like, damn, you hate black people, but I'm coming to you to get my heart checked.
Being that motherfucking abundance talking big shit.
Yeah, I don't get that, man.
Yeah, go ahead and let him out of jail so he can kill somebody else. Ain't gonna do nothing but do this and this so he can do it. Like, god damn, nigga, you feel that way for real?
Right, and you a goddamn
bitch,
let's
go head up then. Get your best honey, we get the best honey. Let's get this shit out the fucking way.
Right.
That shit pisses me off worse than anything on the internet. More than niggas talking about shit they shouldn't be talking about be the racist shit, bro. That's why I said the racist shit needs to be checked first. We know we bumping heads. Mm-hmm. Every race bumping heads together, but that racial shit was here first, bro.
That's a good point. And I like you said, the racism almost bred the self-hate.
Yeah,
it almost transferred.
You got that, niggas... when niggas was, you just go back to the, just keep it on American history, to the slave days. Just think it was 100 slaves on this plantation. There wasn't that many of them that didn't like each other. You was all in the same circumstance going against the same, not going against, but you feel me, getting ruled by the same motherfucker.
Right.
It was more unity. Mm-hmm. You give niggas more freedom, more space, more finances, niggas is going to spread and they going to get with their groups. You going to really see how a motherfucker really think. That's why I said I couldn't really do no full blackout because I'm going to shout Mexican. I'm sorry. I don't agree with the ISIS shit. I fuck with the Mexicans. And I'm not a nigga acting like he know them that don't really know them. Like, I'm known to hang with these motherfuckers. These is really my motherfucking peoples. If you go on my motherfucking social media, you don't see no female in there unless it's my female friend. It's like my sister, Priscilla's ass. She's Mexican. I be around her peoples all the time. I don't get into the, we got to stay together as a motherfucking, all the blacks got to be together. Because I don't want to be with all these niggas. Some of these niggas are fucked up. They don't need to be with us. Put them on the island or something, you feel me? Oh, yeah, fuck that.
Bro, remember back in the day, they had the third floor, man. They had the...
keep the snakes and rats and motherfucking thieves and child molest, all them motherfuckers. No.
So could you see yourself being a CEO?
Who, me?
Yeah.
At a jail?
Yeah.
Hell no.
You couldn't?
Fuck no. No, no. I'm not doing nothing that has to do with policing niggas. I can go for with the fucking school that I'm getting, I can go do... motherfucking crime scene investigation. I can go do ballistics and shit for the police. I don't even want to do that.
Really?
The closest thing to doing any law-related job I've ever had, and I'm a nigga that had a DOC number. I've been locked up. I've fought cases. I done beat shit. I done took pleas for years. I done laid down dead time. I was basically a kid's probation officer, and that's the furthest I'm going to take it.
Yeah,
and I gotta be with these kids 10 hours a week. I'm the motherfucker with them, making sure they stay out of trouble and shit. I'm not calling the PO that stays at the office and telling them, yeah, he's bad, he's talking back, he's being smart. I'm doing what I can to get these motherfuckers off probation 6 months early. That was my job, to get her. Let me get her, talk to them, let them know what's right or wrong, because a lot of them don't got no motherfucker, no male figure at home. There was one, his father passed away from, like, you feel me? We don't hear say what he passed away from, but you feel me? He just needed a male figure around.
Yeah.
And this is the craziest thing about that. That was the street I used to run around on.
Really?
So when I went to that crib with the person I was job shadowing, and she was introducing me to the family and to the kid, he was about 13 years old. I'm like, damn, I used to rip around him and down this motherfucking street. Not on no kid shit, but just, you feel me?
Yeah.
On some nigga hood nigga shit, getting some chicken on this motherfucker. Like, damn, it's crazy how shit works out. So what I was doing was, and this is what got me in trouble. If I'm making $350 a week working here, I'm taking $400 a week and I'm spending it on these kids. We going bowling, motherfucking we going to eat every day. We going to candy stores to make candy. We making candy with them. We going to fly drone. I'm doing this for my kids. No, my boss called and told me, they said, we've been told that because you gotta fill out a sheet of what y'all do all day long. Yeah. Like, we went job search, we went to anger management, whatever the fuck y'all went and done that day. She's like, I see you done went all these places. Every day you get the kids, y'all going to eat from this time to this time. Y'all going to the jumpy park from this time to this time. You doing this every day with the kids. Why are you doing that? And on top of that, you're not requesting none of your money back. I said, I'm not requesting my money back because y'all only reimburse us up to $20. They're going to reimburse you for gas and you get paid for your hourly shit. I'm here to help the kids out. This is how you help the kids out. They pissed off, want me to do some police shit on the kids. That's why I put in my 2 weeks notice for that job. Like, yeah, I'm out of here, man. You know, I gave everybody a good recommendation when I left.
Right.
I'm coming to pick the kids up and treat them like unk. And right. I'm actually doing more with these motherfuckers than I'm doing my kids because we doing this every day. But I know this is important to help these kids out. And there wasn't no black kids. They didn't give me no black kids.
Uh-huh.
I'm in Charlestown, Indiana. I'm in Sellersburg, Indiana. I'm in fucking little spots like that. Yeah. I was working with the probation office in Indiana. But I'm still doing what the fuck needs to be done. You feel me? But yeah, I got off into that shit. I could never be no motherfucking CO, be no motherfucking police.
I tried to be
no motherfucking rat, none of that.
I couldn't pass the polygraph test. Man, and when I did the tour of the jail, you know, I'm a fairly popular, like, I'm walking through the jail, niggas is, what's up, man? I couldn't do that, man.
I could never be. I'm not that I was on the other side because I done over 2.5 years. How could I police these niggas?
Yeah.
This is where I'm from. I done been to, you feel me? Yeah, fuck the hell, motherfucking no. No.
Man, that's
can't be no fucking CEO.
So what you got up for the near future, man? What's up for West End Goldie, man?
I'm gonna get them clothing lines back going. I'm gonna end up doing some more shit with that gun shit.
We gotta get the brain on drugs, man. We gotta get some brain on the endorsements, man. We gotta get
But that's what I wanted to do with that though. The plan for that was I want that shit to be like dare to curve. Fuck them big images that everybody like I was putting on the clothes. No, I wanted to be like a real deal in school drug class teaching type thing, like the dare to curve is.
Because I definitely think we need dare to curve, especially
But I don't do it. Your brain on drugs.
Yeah,
you have to show these kids videos and pictures of the drugs they need to stay away from. You need to be more in depth with the talks on the harm that they do to their body. Most importantly, you need to show them motherfuckers that's fucked up off the drugs. So when they see this nigga stanking no teeth, skin all fucked up, don't do heroin because you look like that. They gonna like, eee, you feel me? They don't want to do that shit.
Yeah.
You gonna tell them don't do drugs. Tell them why not to do the goddamn drugs.
All right.
Y'all bring the dog to the school, show them that they can find weed hid in this motherfucker.
They still do it?
They probably do. I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, that shit ain't... Y'all need to go more in-depth. It might work in y'all neighborhoods. That don't work where we from. Not in the urban community.
Why we always talk the marijuana was a gateway drug? That's the biggest lie we ever fucking...
Alcohol is the gateway drug.
It is, bro.
Motherfuckers get... Girls get drunk. Fuck anybody. Niggas get drunk. Say any goddamn thing. Tear shit up.
Like, yeah. You ain't never heard, like... Yeah, man. I smoked too much weed last night. And I fucked up. And I wasn't supposed to do it. I said something to my mom. I got into a fight. That weed is the devil.
That's a drug for real.
It is. And it's all it is tax. You know what I mean? It's just...
All the older black males, because a lot of them liver, heart, and shit's fucked up from drinking their whole goddamn life, bro.
Real talk.
That's probably the biggest harmful substance or liquid for black... For the black men, it had to be alcohol, bro.
It is. And it's readily available.
My dad and my uncles and everybody, how their bodies was fucked up. They drunk all the goddamn time.
It is, yeah. My brother died of alcohol. My granddaddy died of alcohol.
My dad died of alcohol. I'm like, see, that shit's serious. Good.
My uncle's belly swole up like this. He's a skinny nigga with a big old belly. Got a weak lip.
Regulate that shit.
I had to tell my producer, man, like every day he was drinking the E&J. So I had to tell that nigga, man, if you're going to drink, man, drink a little something better than that, man. But every day he was just off the irking jerk, man. I'm like, but he didn't got a lot better now.
Everybody need a little crush, though. Some motherfuckers might smoke a little weed.
Yeah, weed got me in a cheap.
My cousin was making a joke. It was like, it was an old picture, probably like fucking 15 years old. I was way smaller before everything. He's like, oh, congratulations, cuz. I see you've been off drugs for a long time. This nigga just making jokes. I said, nigga, the only thing I've ever been addicted to, nigga, was, I'll probably say fast money and nicotine. Somebody said, nicotine is crazy. Nah, bitch, I'm for real.
Real talk.
Nigga, everybody got
everybody has black stage.
Yeah. Even if it ain't the black stage, everybody needs something to get through the day.
Yeah.
Some motherfuckers toot powder. Some motherfuckers smoke cigarettes. Some people drink. Some motherfuckers pop pills. Everybody got something that they be doing, like recreational drug use, bro.
So you never smoke? Like, you never?
Legally, I can't say I have.
Okay. This is a drug-free environment,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I don't do drugs. If I take any drugs, I'm taking what my doctor prescribed, and I got some disorder, so I got Adderall and shit like that. That's what I got to take.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, but I ain't really into drug use, especially not. You would never see me smoking on camera, none of that shit, ever.
Okay. We don't do drugs, the Big and Lazy Podcast.
Yeah, I just do prescription drugs that I'm prescribed.
If you ever see us smoking, it's hookah, you know what I mean, a vape pen. Yeah. But it was a good vibe, man. Good conversation to you, man. Like, you was requested back, like, and like I said, man, I ain't never heard, like, and it's just like, I'm not even asking about you. You just come up in the conversation like, everybody got a good West End going.
Because I fuck with a lot of people, and I really been running around damn near all my motherfucking life since I was old enough to rationalize and understand shit. Because I done been around so many hoods, just really ran the streets, kicking it, partying, acting up, getting in trouble, whatever the fuck it was. I know a lot of motherfucking people, but it ain't a nigga on earth that can honestly say nothing sour about me. Not no hoe shit, not no rat shit. Not no foul shit, not no deadbeat shit. A nigga ain't gonna even say he got off on me. No homo. I'm saying like a nigga ain't gonna say, oh, I slapped this nigga, I ran this nigga, man. None of that. I don't start shit either, but I'm a good friend to have, and I'm a knowledgeable nigga on a lot of shit.
My top two insults is, and I ain't no shame in my game, that I'm fat and I pay for girl service from time to time. But it ain't no shame in my game. I know. You can't knock nothing that I'm not ashamed of.
Yeah, it's my fucking mind.
Right.
What the fuck you want to do?
The 50, 40, I was a $40 king for a while, man. See,
it's balance, bro. You got to have everything, bro.
Yeah, man. So
it's
I don't
all
know.
About balance, man. People do what the fuck they want to do.
I'm very excited. It was a dope episode. King of the Hill returns in about 3 hours. A new season of King. I'm not about to sleep. I'm about to watch all this shit. I ain't about to go on. Serious, I love King of the Hill, bro. Like, man, I done watched every episode 100 times. So a new King of the Hill returns for the first time in 16 years. The new season, I can't wait. I just paid my Hulu, too. I just paid it. I'm like, I got to pay my Hulu. And yeah, that's $30. That's a little, you know what I mean? Pay my Hulu.
That should be adding up at the end of the month.
It does, bro. It does. We might as well go and get cable back.
I put that shit on my Cash App and lock it car. Nothing off her until I say so, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
Smacking your ass all month.
Real talk.
50 here, 60 there, 15 for that, 20 for that, 100 for that. No, nigga.
Yeah, man. If you're not careful, you know Hulu and Disney Plus and all that shit combined, they'll still charge your ass for Hulu and Disney Plus if you don't cancel it. They had me there for a while. I'm like, damn, they didn't charge me twice for the same shit. So man, they got a nice little bundle. It's $30. You get Hulu, Disney Plus, ESPN, HBO Max. It's a nice bundle for $30. But yeah, but did Return to King of the Hill. Anything you want to say if you get out of here?
Be true to self, man. Stop doing sucker shit. Stop pillow talking about niggas to girls, because that makes the girls interested in the niggas. You feel me? Just stop all the goofy shit these motherfuckers are doing. That's really what I want to let people know. Be true to self. Really be you. Be happy with who you are, man. And stop fucking, niggas, stop doing sucker shit, man. Quit talking about the bitches, you feel me? Niggas, quit talking about each other, vice versa, you feel me? Y'all remember, she was somebody's hoe before she was your hoe. Shorty, you remember, he was somebody's trick before he was your trick.
Yeah, he was. I got two things to say here. Most young fellas, the most important, listen to me. And I'm not even, what the fuck's funny, man? This thing is silly. Young guys. I'm speaking to the young guys. I don't know. I'm mainly speaking to the young guys that ain't got no kids. The most important decision, I don't know if y'all watch He Got Game, but everybody said the most important decision of your life is the women you're going to have kids by. Be careful who you reap. They can either set you up.
Don't have kids, nigga.
If you're going to have them, I ain't got kids myself. If you're going to have them, bro, be methodical, because
I got lucky, but I know a lot of niggas didn't get lucky.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
Man, that's a life-changing experience, boy. Take your path from here all the way over here, you get the wrong one, boy.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want no more kids.
You always say women, you always see women like, I helped him with nothing, I packed his lunch, but you never heard, and it's every story you hear that, you helped him lose it all, you lost a job, you didn't try to stab his mama, you kidding, you probably lied to him on the court to get the kids taken away. Be careful who you have kids by. I'm just gonna say that. It women too, but I'm talking to the fellas, man. But I guess more so women, because women hold that burden.
Women, stop taking it personal when we just speaking to the fellas. We don't gotta. The nigga ain't always got to big this section up because we big dick set. Big
right, you right.
This section up, you feel me? Sometimes we just motherfucker might have some game for the niggas, you know. And people make it so much of a man versus woman thing. If you go down your timeline right now, it's gonna damn near be all posts about men versus women. Your shit like that. I see your shit all the time. Timeline.
I try to unfollow that shit.
Yeah, it's hard to, cause.
But would you say that this page I got now is a lot more diverse as far as ethnicity? I don't see other races doing that shit. I do not see no white man or white woman. Oh, niggas ain't shit. I deserve all his check. And
they got different type of problems.
Think so?
But you dealing with a motherfucking race of people that got charisma, niggas got spunk, niggas is real deal fly, niggas is innovators, you feel me? You gotta give it to black people, you feel me? I ain't saying nothing's wrong with no other race, because they got strengths too, but you feel me? It's just when it's more visual shit to it too.
It is.
Motherfuckers just.
Because we are the culture.
Yeah, for real. It's, mm-hmm. It's a little different. They got different problems than us, but not as many. They got different problems though. You feel me? But I can't really think of no time I done seen some.
I've never seen. Me and my homie was talking about this because he grew up all over Chicago, Houston. He went to college down in Eastern Kentucky. He said, I got all type of races and ethnicities. He said, I do not see other races just going back and forth about dumb shit. Celebrity relationships. How the fuck I'm going to argue about a celebrity relationship?
Damn, but you got to understand, we not in that groove or we ain't in that algorithm to see it.
You think so?
Hell no. I got motherfucking 24,000 followers. I don't see nothing but niggas on my timeline. It's a lot of, I got some white friends I see a lot because I watch they shit, you feel me? But yeah. I don't see nothing but nigga shit. That's the way that shit's designed, bro. We don't see it because we don't see Tammy, Susan, we went to school with. We don't see they shit at all or what they friends post. We in a black algorithm.
Oh,
it's all hip. You got to think about it like okay, that. We don't see it. They got it's some shit going on over there, too.
Uh-huh.
They got some crazy-ass feuds, too, for some crazy-ass shit.
Yeah.
It just, you got a different set of problems, man. That shit don't... It be really about tax bracket and area, for real. Think about that.
Yeah.
Portland, they don't want to... Portland's damn near basically the West End.
It is. It's terrible. I think it's worse than the West
End. There's a lot of hustling-ass white boys over there. You feel me? They got their own groove. They do their own motherfucking thing, but they going through damn near the same struggles as us. Police be fucking with them.
Uh-huh.
They trapped. They trying to pay bills. They staying in poverty. It's the damn near the same type of shit we going through, you feel me? Yeah. They been like that for years. You ain't never... Like, yeah, it's just different algorithm, bro. I'll just leave it at that.
Man, we going to end it just like that, man. BigandLazy.com, Big and Lazy Pod on IG. You want to shout your socials out?
Just West End Goldie. Stick Talk Tactical on YouTube. It's just West End Goldie on everything else. Oh, yeah, David Cortez on Facebook.
I dig. And we out.
Another confirmed multimedia production. Confirmed.
Subscribe now.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. Give us something good to eat. Give us something good to watch.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.